A January 31st letter to Rio Tinto CEO Sam Walsh says that the company's decision to undertake a strategic review of its shareholdings in Northern Dynasty is encouraging, but that recent developments make it even more clear that holding investments with the Pebble Mine is a bad idea. The letter is signed by both New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer and California's Comptroller John Chung, who says the recent developments cited are the findings in the EPA's assessment of the Bristol Bay watershed released last month.
When we're talking about the Rio Tinto investment and we're talking about Bristol Bay, we're talking about tremendous damage that could occur in terms of the mining pollution if this project is further developed. So we're obviously concerned about the environmental consequences and the financial consequences.
As the state's controller, Chung oversees both the CalPERS and CalSTRS retirement plans, the two largest public plans of their kind in the U.S. Between those two funds, California held about $450 million in Rio Tinto stock last year. That gives California, as a major long-term investor, some serious skin in the game.
We obviously try to encourage the companies to do the right thing. We like to be sustainable investors, have the companies have better governance practices, better corporate practices. We'd like them to foster long-term sustainability, not only in regards to the environment, but financially for their shareholders. We want to make sure that they're engaged in good practices.
Northern Dynasty took 100% ownership of the Pebble Mine in September after Anglo American pulled out of the partnership. That left Rio Tinto, which holds 19.1% of Northern Dynasty's shares, with a more conspicuous role in the Pebble project. That prompted Chung and then New York City Comptroller John Liu to send a first letter to Rio in early November and again in mid-December.
We asked them to do a review. We think it makes sense from what we're reading and the fact that Northern Dynasty is, you know, engaged, that we think, in some silly attacks against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agencies, and if they're not serious about looking at the huge impact this particular project will have, that it makes sense for Rio Tinto to look at divesting.
There is, of course, the chance that if Pebble is developed, investors could see windfall profits, meaning benefits to California's retired teachers and state employees. But Chung says that shortchanges the long-term outlook.
We may benefit short-term for some finances, but there's long-term consequences and damages, and ultimately we all pay the price when you engage in bad practices, when you leave tons of pollution, when you leave tons of waste. You don't know what the risks are on the long end.
As mentioned, Rio Tinto did agree to undertake a review and said it would consider divesting from Northern Dynasty, but that was 2 months ago. The company has since announced to its shareholders that 2013 was a good year, with underlying earnings of $10.2 billion, a 10% increase over the previous year. Northern Dynasty is trying to find another major investment partner to take the role of Anglo American. Losing Rio Tinto as a shareholder could not possibly send the right message to other companies. Northern CEO Ron Thiessen responded to the first two letters with one of his own dated January 3rd. In that letter, he harshly rebuked California's controller and New York City's comptroller, calling their views and understanding of the Pebble project significantly underinformed. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.